Responsible Gambling Foundation toll-free counseling line 0800 006 008 or WhatsApp help to 076 675 0710.
Who's behind the mask? A singing pineapple? A disco dancing tokolosh? It can only mean one thing. It's the Masked Singer US Season 9, the only show where celebrities hide behind wild costumes and even wilder vocals. Is that Beyonce? No, it's your dentist dressed as a giant taco. Unmask the madness, the mystery, and the mayhem. Saturdays at 6:30 p.m. on S3. S3's got the masks, the music, and maybe your favorite celeb in a flamingo suit. Don't miss it.
Top Sport with Michael Abramson on SAFM.
All right, let's get to our cricket chat. Something big might just be about to happen. And if it is, Nadine de Klerk, take a bow. She's gone 6-6-4 in this over. In the first three balls thereof, she's brought the equation down from 40 in 24 to 24 in 21. She has lost Chloe Tryon, who was given out on review, LBW, a short while ago. Tryon made 49 from 66. But Nadine de Klerk, 61 from 42. And she's pretty much got to do it alone now. And she's doing it. So 24 from 21. Kevin Rademeyer, friend and colleague, always good to have you on the show. This has been a sublime performance from Nadine de Klerk.
Yes, good evening, Michael. I think you came to me at the right time. As you say, 24 runs needed in 21 balls. De Klerk holding it together. It looked like our team basically gave up just before this over. People were starting to walk back. But de Klerk has got a bit of hope. And I thought you were going to come back, you're going to come to me first on your show. You have a super journal, and I was going to bring you bad news, but things are looking a bit up.
You never bring me bad news, Kevin. You know that already. Just about this performance, South Africa had the game at one stage pretty much controlled. Then they allowed 7 and 8 in the Indian batting lineup to produce a fantastic partnership. And in the end, to get to a score which looked at one stage potentially out of reach. So did South Africa let it slip in the field?
Look, India got off to a great start. They were 55-1 after 10 overs, and then we pulled it back beautifully, as you stated. Got five wickets quite quickly. At some point from that blistering start, they were really in trouble at 102-6 after 23 overs. And then they batted very slowly in the middle 30 overs until the last 10 overs where they got 98. Ironically, they got the same amount of runs in the last 10 overs as they did from overs 11 to 39.
Wow.
So it was a great fight back from India. But yes, we did let it slip as much as Pakistan did yesterday and as much as Bangladesh did the day before against the favourites.
Mm. Laura Wolfart needed a score. She got it today. Pity she couldn't go on.
She did. She got 70. She was trying to be a little bit more aggressive because they were pinned down. She gave herself some room and she got bold. But once again, and as we've stated over the last couple of days, is it's important that Brits gets off to a flying start. That changes everything and puts momentum in us. Or Sonei Luce needs to stay there. And unfortunately, today, Brits went out for zero with a brilliant caught and bowled, which happens in cricket. And then Sonei Luce went out for five, which put a lot of pressure on us. And now that's given us a lot to do at the end. Luckily, like you said, Chloe Tryon did brilliant. She just missed her 50. And de Klerk is right in there. I said 24 runs needed in 21 balls. But the Indians are having a bit of cramp now, slowing the game down.
Yeah, interesting tactics from them. De Klerk has gone in this over 6-6-4, and then all of a sudden cramp has developed. So they're having there's a bit of a hold up in play while the masseuses come out and try and do the business. Just talk to me about Nadine de Klerk. I've known her character for many years. She's got chias, she's got heart. She gives it her all, and she backs herself all the time.
She does, and once again, she's one of those players that aren't in the limelight often, has gone back, worked on her bowling, and worked on her batting, and she plays a vital role there, batting at number 8-9 most of the time. And as you said, and I think you've been a big advocate of her, it's someone that we need in the team, someone that's not Miss Popular, however, she always produces it when it counts, and today's actually her highest score ever at 61 as well, so when she's needed against top opposition, yeah, she is fighting again.
It's looking really tight here. We'll just keep things up to date. A dot ball now, so it's 24 of 20. I'm living this ball by ball, basically. Let's just talk about the men. They've got two different squads, obviously. The T20 team are going to play a one-off international in Windhoek this coming weekend. And the test series for the men starts in Pakistan on Sunday. Two test matches there, one in Lahore, one in Rawalpindi. What have you made of the test squad? Because it's South Africa's first test match since their success at Lord's. So do you foresee changes as we move into the next ICC cycle?
I don't think we'll make too many changes. I think we need to stick with the players that we have and who have got us there. Bubuma is obviously out injured at this point, which has given a possible chance for Dzozi or Hamza to come in at number three. Briavis is also in the squad. It'll be interesting to see whether they try him out or stick with Stubbs, who hasn't been in great form. The rest is very similar. And once again, the decision is, do we keep Mulder also at number three? Or, like I said earlier, do we try Hamza and Dzozi? What is the long-term plan of that? I don't see too many changes in the next couple of months. We also know that Maharaj might be back for the second test. He's playing domestic cricket this weekend as we talk now. And if he comes through that, he'll be available for the second test.
Kevin, let's just look at the women again because I can't take my eyes off this match. 23 of 18 it is at the moment. What does your gut feel tell you? Because Kaka's just come in. She's 0 from 2, struggling to get the ball off the square at the moment. So all the pressure on Nadine de Klerk. But really, two or three big hits, you never know.
Yeah, I think Kaka, just to let your listeners know as well, she was facing the last ball of the last over and she played it out. Now she played it out as well. We need to get Nadine Clark obviously on strike for as much as possible. She's on 62 or 44 balls. So not only has she stayed in there to give Chloe try and some support, she's actually got an extremely great strike rate. And I see they're having a little bit of a break again because of the conditions. This time the African players are changing their bats and their gloves. It's extremely humid out there. And we saw at the end of the Indian innings that the dew started coming in and the ball actually started coming much better onto the bat than earlier, and that helped us at the beginning of our innings, and it could help us now as well if the ball does get a bit wet.
How much heart will this performance against one of the favorites, India, particularly given how South Africa started this tournament, but the fact that they're right in it, that they've come back pretty much from the dead, they've got a chance of winning this match, how much heart will that give them for the rest of the tournament?
I think it's vital. If your listeners can remember, we played against England. The first match was horrendous. We're not going to go back to that. And I think they were down and out. But like we spoke on Tuesday, they showed real resilience against New Zealand. New Zealand is probably one of the favourites to get to the semi-finals as well. They were quite comprehensive against them. And like you say, India and Australia are the favourites for this tournament. The fact that we have fought back now and we're in a good position to win this game goes to show that they can mix it with the best. There's no reason to fear anyone, and we can do it. And also, Michael, I do want to add this. Mm-hmm. Getting close, even if we don't win this, is going to be crucial, because I believe that fourth position will probably be decided on run rate at the end of the day if we get into the semi-final.
So let me ask you again, which four are going through out of the log situation into the semis as you see it at the moment?
I'm always going to stick with India, England and Australia just because of their great consistency and their form at the moment. And I still think we're going to get in there. De Klerk has just hit another four now, so it's 19 of 16. I think South Africa will pip it. I think we have too much quality for the other teams as well.
That'll be really great if it happens. Kevin Rademacher, always great to chat to you. Another single of for De Klerk. She's off strike now, but 18 of 15. 234 for 7, a run rate of 7.2. It's so exciting. I'll keep our listeners informed. Kevin, all the best. Thanks so much again for chatting to us, and we'll do it again soon.
Thank you very much, and good luck to Bafana Bafana tomorrow. I want to be at the World Cup, and I want to be watching them as well, so let's hold them.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll do my best. I think I'm commentating the game on Tuesday evening, so if it does come down to that, I'll try and give them all the positive energy from the commentary box.
Oh, that'll be brilliant. Can't wait to hear.
Brilliant, Kevin. Thank you so much as always.